In the capital of Liberia today, mortar shells crashed into a church packed with refugees. At least three people were killed. It wasn't immediately clear who fired the shells, troops loyal to the president, Charles Taylor, or the rebels trying to oust him. At a prayer meeting in Monrovia, President Taylor renewed his pledge to step down. He didn't say when. Taylor said more than 1,000 people had been killed during the latest rebel attack on Monrovia, and he appealed again for international peacekeepers to intervene. Yesterday, President Bush gave the formal orders to position a 3-ship amphibious ready group off the Liberian coast. But as NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports, the role of that amphibious group will be limited.
The United Nations, international relief groups, and Liberians pleaded for weeks for the U.S. to send peacekeepers to Liberia, a country founded by freed American slaves. Secretary of State Colin Powell spoke about the historic ties and the need to aid Liberians to make sure, as he put it, West Africa doesn't simply come apart. But by Friday, the only announcement President Bush was ready to make is that he's asked the Pentagon to position a limited number of troops not in, but off the coast of Liberia.
We're deeply concerned that the condition of the Liberian people is getting worse and worse and worse. Aid can't get to the people. We're worried about the outbreak of disease. And so our commitment is to enable ECOWAS to go in.
ECOWAS, the Economic Community of West African States, is expected to send a vanguard Nigerian force into Liberia in the coming days. The United Nations is providing the airlift. As for the U.S. role, the State Department says it's giving $10 million to a California-based company, Pacific Architects and Engineers, to help the West Africans with transportation, equipment, and communications. That's likely to mean no U.S. boots on the ground. A small number of U.S. Marines are in Monrovia protecting the embassy compound, but Pentagon officials, including the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Richard Myers, have made it increasingly clear they're reluctant to get more involved at a time when U.S. forces are stretched thin.
It is not a pretty situation. It's not going to give way to any instant fix. Whatever the fix is going to be is going to have to be a long-term fix.
Myers was speaking at a congressional hearing. He was joined by his vice chairman, General Peter Pace.
My experience in Somalia is a little more akin to the potential experience in Liberia, and I would echo what General Myers just said. It is potentially a very dangerous situation.
The limited U.S. commitment is disappointing to George Kuhn, a Liberian who now works with the Washington, D.C.-based advocacy group Refugees International.
Liberia is not going to be like Somalia. The main factional group are calling for the U.S. to intervene. Liberians are calling for the U.S. to intervene, the government, and also the international community. So why would it be risky for the United States forces in Liberia? I just don't buy that.
Kuhn accuses the Bush administration of failing the Liberians by simply offering logistical support for West African peacekeepers. President Bush also came under fire from members of the Congressional Black Caucus, including California Democrat Maxine Waters.
This president has made a decision that he will involve himself if he has to, perhaps somewhere down the line, but he's not about to do it now. And what he's doing is buying time, waiting for ECOWAS, and hoping that they can settle down Liberia and perhaps never the United States would have to go in.
One of her colleagues, New Jersey Congressman Donald Payne, complained that rather than rushing in peacekeepers, the U.S. is sending slow-moving ships to the region. He said it's deja vu. The U.S. has had ships stationed off Liberia in times of crises before, but only to evacuate foreigners. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.